Friends, words are important. Words matter, or at least they used to. I'm reminded of the old Chinese saying, "May you live in interesting times." It's a rather innocuous, even bland term, interesting. And yet the Chinese sages who used the phrase did not mean it as a blessing. I think it's fair to say that we are living in interesting times, and a few of us would say that it's a good thing. Another example, you sit through a concert of newly composed music, and afterwards someone asks you, "What do you think of that new piece the orchestra played?" And you replied, "It was interesting." And we all know what that means. Brings to mind what many a mother has said, "If you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all." Yep. Or that other old gem said somewhere on a playground, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never harm me." Really? Actually, words are very important. They matter, perhaps now more than ever. So here's another word for us, community. A rather innocuous, even bland word, community. And yet we know that the word community is important. It matters. I suspect many of you could point to a community, probably more than one, that has enriched your life immensely. Hopefully, this community is on that list, or is growing to be on that list. And I suspect if I asked for a show of hands, which I won't, of how many of you have been hurt by a community, there would be more than one hand that would go up. It's been said that if you've been hurt by a community, it will take a community to heal that hurt. And maybe some of us are here today for that very reason. The word community is hardly innocuous. In fact, it can be devastatingly powerful when told we don't belong. But fortunately, it can be beautifully powerful as well. A couple of years ago, UU minister Tom Shade wrote an article in UU World, the Unitarian Universalist magazine, inviting us to think about why Unitarian Universalists gather together in religious community. What is our purpose? Are we simply gathering with like-minded people for mutual support? Tom writes, "If your congregation defines its purpose as being a religious or spiritual community, it's time to think bigger. Religious communities are wonderful for people who belong to them, but in today's religious climate, many others are not interested in religious communities that exist just for the sake of existing." Tom continues, "Being a community is actually thinking small. Our ultimate goals and purpose cannot simply be about ourselves. Unitarian Universalists, like members of every other religion, are trying to change the world by encouraging people to live a different way. Unitarian Universalists," he writes again, "like members of every other religion, are trying to change the world by encouraging people to live in a different way. By word and by deed, Unitarian Universalists are trying to change people. And it's time for us to acknowledge and proclaim this," he writes, "and to see that building a religious community is but a means to a larger end." There's something to think about. Some years ago at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Phoenix, where I was introduced to UUism, Senior Minister Susan Frederick Gray challenged us to think about our congregation's purpose. And in the process of trying to write our statement of purpose, our mission statement, if you will, I think that's what we called it, we discovered again that words are important, that they matter. Because in our conversation as a community, the word evangelical came up as a way to describe who we are as a religious community. Now, I'm sure you can imagine how that went over with some members. Evangelical UUs? Historically, the term evangelical had the more general meaning of sharing good news, being excited about something really good, telling others that, as the song says, we're building a new way. Nothing wrong with that. That's good. But of course, the term evangelical in our lifetimes has morphed to describe a certain particular brand of Christianity that many who are outside of that religious community experience as self-righteous and judgmental. Not that it all is, but that's kind of what many of us feel. So needless to say, when the dust settled in Phoenix, the word evangelical did not remain in the statement of purpose. We just simply could not all agree on that usefulness. But the discussion was important because it helped us focus our attention on the fact that a religious community has more than one purpose. Yes, we are a community to provide support and encouragement to each other. We are a community that celebrates together, that grieves together, that asks questions and learns together. None of us are alone, like that little island in Jason's story. I'm sure we've had times when we felt terribly alone, or perhaps I should speak for myself. I've had times when I felt terribly alone. But we are never truly alone when we allow ourselves to be drawn in and engaged into the life of a community such as this. We are not disconnected islands, though at times we may feel so. And there are many opportunities each week in the life of this community to remove some of that feeling of disconnection, to gather together and to have a sense of who each other are, who each other is. When I was in Phoenix, one of the first things I did, I was a United Church of Christ pastor, so when I was at Phoenix and first started going to the UU congregation, like, how do you get started, right? I grew up my whole life as a Christian, Mennonite Christian, a very particular kind, and then UCC so that I could pastor as an openly gay person, and then eventually that wasn't quite the right fit either, and I found my way to the UU congregation of Phoenix. How do you start? I didn't know what I believed anymore. I wasn't quite sure where I stood anymore. And so someone encouraged me to join a small group. Now, a simple thing, once a month, an hour and a half, what could that possibly do? And yet that experience for me was transforming. There were about eight of us. At first, we just talked about the subject at hand, which in our small groups here is the subject of the month, gratitude or community or whatever the subject might be. And it was probably 6 months before I had any idea what any of the other people in that small group did for a living. No labels. They didn't know I was a pastor or a Mennonite in background. They didn't know that at the time I was working in a memory care community. I didn't know that this was an architect and that was a nurse or a mason. We got to know each other by talking together about things that mattered in our lives, about grieving, about joy and what that looks like. None of us is ever alone like that little island in Jason's story. And neither is this community as a whole alone. Unitarian Society of Germantown is not a disconnected island. We are trying to change the world, Tom said, by encouraging people, starting with ourselves, to live in a different way. And there are countless ways that we do this. Rebuilding Philadelphia is exactly one such way. What was it Jerry said? He experiences his spirituality while rebuilding houses. Yeah, out there. In service, not necessarily here, although hopefully we find some of that here too. There are so many ways, if you glance at your order of service and look down through, there are so many ways for us to become more fully engaged in the life of this community and in the life of this community out there. So many ways in which we can encourage people, starting with ourselves, to live in a different way. We are building a new way. And in these interesting times, it is more important than ever that we recognize and nurture this community for ourselves and for the larger world, because we are in this world together. May it be so.